Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Can-do cultures. It is important to define the desired capabilities of a culture instead of simply the desired characteristics. What a culture can do is much more crucial than what it is like. That said, some cultures become can-do cultures without internalizing safety as a part of what they can do. Such cultures become get-it-done-at-all-costs cultures. The members of the culture become willing to give up their bodies for the team. They put completion ahead of all other priorities. The history of a site can be a major influence in developing such a culture. Sites that have experienced multiple downsizings or threats of closing tend to develop work groups that perform for survival. The constant threat of being laid off or having your workplace closed tends to outweigh the threat of personal injury. If managers and supervisors constantly use these threats to motivate or hurry workers, the perception that production trumps safety is constantly reinforced. When companies downsize, reorganize, or otherwise disrupt site cultures, they should anticipate and manage the safety aspects of the change. Survival is an economic necessity, but poor safety can impact a site's viability as much as ineffective or incomplete work. Survival mode should include both surviving the economic challenges and the safety issues. Again, it's not a dichotomy between production and safety, but addressing the need for safe production.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.